Continuing with Maseches Terumos, we are in Perek Beis. Perek Beis starts as follows: Ein tarmin mitar al tamei. A person cannot take chuma from tahar on tamei. That means that a person has halach is as follows: chuma, a person is chayv to take chuma from his grain or from whatever else it is, the produce that he has, whether it is tamei or it's tahar. If it's tahar, it can be eaten by the kayin, or it should be eaten by the kayin. If it's tamei, it can't be eaten because he's not allowed to eat chum, which is tamei, but he could burn it. He could use it for his fireplace. If it's oil, he could use it for his candles. But ultimately, chuma still needs to be taken and given to the kayin. The Mishnah says you can't mix the two together. You can't take tamei and tahar, mix them together, and then take from the tahar part on the tamei part. And the reason is because the halachas chuma needs to be taken in a mukaf. You need to put them together. You can't have chuma on one side of the house and chuma on the other side of the house, or in one house to the other house. They have to be put together. And the Chazal were worried that since you have to put them together, since they are tamei, a person is not going to put them together just because you won't want to ruin them. And therefore, they said not to take from tar on a tamei. Nevertheless, as the mission of Imtar Muchumas and Truma, if you did actually do it, you put them together, you made sure they didn't touch, so they didn't become Tameh, and you took off Chuma, it still works. Be'emes Amru, says the Mishnah, Be'emes, the truth is, the halacha is, and this means this is a Kabbalah we have for many years, that this is the halacha. Ha'igo shal devela shnitmu miksasai. If you have pressed figs together, now one half of it became Tameh, but the other half did not, so that's naturally mukaf, it's naturally put together. You could mix it. You could take from the tahar on the tummy. Same thing is true if you have a bundle of vegetables or greens. You have stalks which are put together. You have bundles. Then the halach is you can take off from the tahar on the tummy part of it. You have, let's say, two pressed figs. Two round, I'm not sure what we'd call them, but two separate pressed figs, or shtei arim is two different bundles. Achas tmei v'achas tahar, one is tamei, one is tahar. The halacha is la yitri mizel zeh, since they are not together, you should not take it. That goes back to the original halacha in the Mishnah. You should not take from one and the other. However, Rabbi Lezer disagrees on the entire Mishnah, and he says, termin min atar al tamei, we're not worried about people not putting it together. People know the halachas of taking of truma, they know it has to be put together. You put it together in the same box, and they won't touch, and you will be able to take off the truma from the tahar and the tamei. The next Mishnah is going to be talking about the opposite case of taking chuma from tamei on tahar. That's already different because ultimately you're giving the kayin tamei produce instead of giving him tahar, so you can't eat it. That's a different halacha. We'll get to that, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.